Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
We live in such a blessed and beautiful country in Australia. I don't think you can ever get enough of it. Thankfully, a new TV show delivers this amazing array of scenery right into our lounge rooms. It's called Great Southern Lands on the ABC. Though this is one that you've got to turn the sound down and turn the radio up. Our TV critic, Mark Hadley, has had a tough week in the office reviewing the program for us, and he joins us now. Welcome back, Mark.
G'day, buddy. How are you
going?
This
is fine. This is on Sunday night.
Yeah, well, actually, look, I think it's pretty much over by the time you kick off, or if it is, all the good stuff is in the first 30 minutes or something.
Go to iView. Yeah. This is quite some program.
Does anybody watch anything free-to-air anymore?
It's a very good question. Yeah. We should ask that one night, actually.
Actually, we'll do that. There'll be another week.
Yeah. So, there hasn't been much of this around, this kind of program around in the past.
Look, there's always been the natural specials, so yes, the ecosystem type stuff. And look, I've got to say the Great Southern Land is just, you're trying to avoid the natural metaphors, but it's such a breath of fresh air.
Yeah.
I'll tell you why. Firstly, look, for those people who haven't seen it, it's hosted by Professor Steve Simpson, who is an academic out of the University of Sydney. For that matter, he's been an academic for the last 30 so years in Oxford and around. He's a very respected biological scientist in Australia. And he's hosting this program, and he just brings an absolute unapologetic joy for investigating the country. Now, not the sort of, oh my goodness, witchetty grubs kinds of things. Nothing like that.
You do that well, actually.
Yeah, thank you. I'm considering a career in nature photography after this. But look, all that sort of television special, from the Leyland brothers forward,
yes,
was very much just about sort of traveling over something and maybe living in spite of it. But the series that Steve Simpson is presenting us with is a celebration of how Australians have actually interacted with the continent. Now, you might say, what's new about that? But I'll tell you, from my experience as a TV producer, most environmental-oriented programs are really downers. Now, don't get me wrong. I mean, I love our country.
That's a good point.
But
yes,
generally speaking, the focus of them is environment on the brink.
Yeah.
Nation in terror. If humans get a mention, it's to pick up the blame.
They're all bad. Even when it's not.
Yeah. And look, there is actually a philosophy behind this. It is to say, when you start talking about, if you use words like balance and harmony and delicate and all that sort of stuff, what you're actually imagining is a system that is come together over billions of years through trillions of random occurrences that balance everything so that the slightest tip in one direction or another and everything's ruined.
It's interesting.
Very much like, I don't know if you ever remember that poem, Said Hanrahan, we'll all be ruined.
Yes.
This fellow who, no matter what happened, it was all going to fall down. Well, I think John O'Brien, who wrote that poem, might have actually had a good take on most of the ecological specials you see today.
Yeah.
No matter what happens, everything's in ruins. We're going to see ashes and dust, in a few years' time. But what Steve Simpson does is he says, look, firstly, Australians have done a remarkable job coming and living here, period.
Yes.
Have a look at the way we've integrated with the environment. Then secondly, there are times where the environment has actually benefited from our association. He's straightforward about the mistakes we've made. He talks about introduced species. He talks about, fires and things that have been devastating. But at the same time, he has an unashamedly positive way of looking at what Australians are doing to manage that.
So he then, therefore, avoids, albeit beautiful pictures, becoming eventually a bit boring.
Yeah, actually.
How does he do that?
Well, one of the problems with most of these nature shows is you end up with wallpaper.
Yes.
Believe it or not, that's a professional term we producers chuck around for when the pictures don't in any way relate to what's being said.
Yeah.
There's this fabulous documentary I saw about 10 years ago on the Wolverine, where literally all they were doing is saying, the Wolverine, majestic, wonderful. There's these pictures of this Wolverine running around. Look, and most nature documentaries can be a bit like that. After you've seen the seventh wide shot, of a Grand Canyon or something like that, it kind of loses its emphasis.
Yes.
What Steve Simpson does is he follows in the most eclectic way imaginable just the linkage between things. So he starts talking about human patterns in cities and patterns of travel. And he talks about how, you know, in some ways that actually reflects some of the sort of insects that he's studied. And that in turn gets him onto currents, and currents gets him talking about Western Australia, and Western Australia gets him talking about the mining industry. Yeah. And somehow he manages to wrap it all up together. And you go, my goodness me, this isn't just a series of random occurrences. This is a well-oiled machine. It's a robust creation. And I really, really think, you know, normally when I'd be the sort of guy who would go off nature programs after a while. This is one that's fun to watch. You can celebrate what Australians are doing, meet some crazy characters, people who are doing higher wire acts on you know, pylons and things like that. Incredible things. And guys who are really thought out, whose main job is to cull dogs, you know, in the snowy mountains. You know, and you just go, oh, that's, you know, that's, I guess, a job just that wouldn't get much respect, you know, because we're a bit down on people who have to sort of put down animals. But these guys are really well thought out. And you meet Australia and you meet Australians.
What a beautiful production.
It is. It's wonderful.
Clearly a lot of thought gone in it.
And I want to say one thing too.
Yeah.
It sells itself really badly. Okay.
Does it really?
Apologies to the guys at the ABC. But they make this big emphasis about the aerial side of the program. They say, look, you know, we're seeing everything from the air and all that sort of stuff.
Yes.
And look, there's nothing terribly new about any of the sort of aerial shots that they use. In fact, putting a presenter in a hot air balloon is just almost passe. Tell you what is fantastic. They take Steve Simpson's knowledge of the data and they meld that with technology, and you see some of the most satellite imagery, which isn't just sort of like satellite imagery for imagery's sake, but which reveals the patterns that sit beneath things. Wow. And that's, again, it comes back to this idea that we're not really looking at something that is just a wonderful eclectic collection of